Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay, joining me now, three-goal scorer Mauro Manotas from Colombia, also translating as always, as he does so well. Edgar Valles with me as well. The feeling now that Mauro has felt after producing three goals against Portland, kind of a breakout game for him maybe.
Mauro, pues ¿cómo se siente tras anotar tres goles contra Portland ese fin de semana?
Bueno, primero que todo, muy contento, muy feliz y muy motivado para seguir trabajando. Y bueno, ahora esperar el siguiente partido, que es muy importante, contra New York. Un partido que estamos en casa y como tal tenemos que salir a ganarlo y vamos a hacer todo lo posible para hacerlo.
So I'm very happy. I think that when you score against a quality team like that, you can't help but be motivated, especially when you score a hat-trick. The focus, though, right now is on New York City. We have a very important game on Friday. We just want to finish the season strong. So that's the task at hand, New York City and all that that quality talent that they're going to bring on Friday.
Okay, I'm going to bring it back to him again, though, and I'm going to say I see a hunger and an appetite to score goals and a guy that doesn't get content. I see a real hunger to continue to achieve. I don't think he's thinking about the goals right now. I think he's thinking ahead. That's a real good sign from a young soccer player. Where does that come from?
Pues de dónde viene esa actitud donde usted quiere pues conseguir lo próximo, que no se quiere pues mantener nomás con tener tres goles con este partido porque quiere tener pues mucho más en el futuro. ¿De dónde viene esa actitud?
Bueno, esa actitud viene de mí mismo. Es una actitud que siempre he tenido. No acostumbrarme siempre a lo poquito, siempre querer más. Y bueno, vamos a lograr. A mí siempre me ha gustado ganar. Y lo primero que gane el equipo, lo primordial. Y si se logra marcar, mucho mejor.
So that, I just, you know, that comes from me. It's something that I have inside that I've always kind of been able to rely on as I fight for minutes. I guess the team, you know, when you look at it as a whole, you definitely want everything to go well for everyone on the team. But for me, myself, you know, I'm able to put that and kind of use it as a motivational tool. And it's led to a lot of good results over the last two or three games for me. So I'd say it's working out pretty well.
Mauro Manotas joining us here on ESPN 97.5 Soccer Matters. So I met his parents down at the Houston Sports Park. Did his parents get to see his goals, and how proud were his parents?
Pues en el último partido, ¿asistieron sus padres a mirar el partido? ¿Y qué le dijeron si asistieron?
No. Mi papá no estuvieron acá, pero lo estuvieron viendo desde Colombia. Y no, muy contento y muy feliz por mi buen juego y por los tres goles.
No, my parents weren't here, but they were able to watch from Colombia, and they are definitely very proud of what I was able to accomplish last weekend against Portland.
All right, Colombia's got such a great soccer history. The Pibe Valderramas, the Tino Esprias, we could go on and on with the great players. Lionel Alvarez. Are there any players in history or current that have been a real influence on Mauro when he watches the game and maybe he tries to emulate?
Pues el fútbol colombiano tiene muchas figuras que destacan. Para ti, ¿cuál es esa figura que destaca más y que pues para ti era un héroe cuando eras un niño?
Bueno, actualmente Falcao García, mi jugador referente. Y bueno, anteriormente había muchos, el Pibe Valderrama, Tino Asprilla, el Tren Valencia, Freddy Rincón, que eran jugadores muy buenos y que cuando pequeño los veía bastante.
So currently, my favorite player, or the one that I kind of idolize and try to emulate, would be Falcao García. Growing up as a kid, I definitely had a good core or a good group to select from, whether it be Pibe or just others on the national team. So looking at it currently, I'd say Falcao is the individual I'd like to emulate.
How about his teammates? Any of the older guys on the Dynamo that have helped mentor him maybe a little bit and have helped guide him getting into MLS?
Sé que hablar de los jugadores de este equipo. ¿Hay alguien que usted utiliza como referente que le ha ayudado pues, a acostumbrarse a la liga y a la manera que se juega aquí en los Estados Unidos?
Sí, claro, estoy muy agradecido con DaMarcus Beasley, muy agradecido con él porque me ha tendido la mano. Y bueno, siempre es una persona que siempre me está hablando, siempre me está motivando y diciéndome cosas de la liga, de los partidos, de los equipos. Y bueno, soy muy agradecido con él. Una persona que, a la cual admiro mucho y le he cogido bastante cariño.
Yes, definitely. DaMarcus Beasley has played a huge role in just my development and my transition to the MLS and to the Dynamo. He's always there to lend a hand, to lend an ear, to give me tips. So he's definitely someone that I look up to, that I admire, and that I'm very grateful to have his friendship.
Challenges of playing as a lone striker in this setup. Obviously, he's got to be a possession player, but he also has to be a threat behind defenses. What are the challenges for Mauro playing as a lone striker?
¿Cuáles son los obstáculos que uno tiene pues en ese sistema que a veces más es uno de punta, un jugador así? ¿Cuáles son los obstáculos que usted ha tenido que pues enfrentar?
Bueno, hay varios, pero bueno, siempre jugar solo es bien complicado porque a veces uno tiene la posibilidad de tener la pelota y no tener a quien dársela, le toca a uno driblar solo. Pero bueno, ya me he acostumbrado bastante porque siempre he jugado solo, pero bueno, es bastante complicado por eso.
I'd say that, you know, there are quite a few, but I think the one that stands out is just not having someone that could support you or having that individual that you could just lay off and kind of make a run off of. I've adjusted to it. I feel like I've had much more success with it recently, but if I were to say one thing, that's the one that stands out.
So you want to play for Colombia one day?
¿Gustaría jugar para la Selección Nacional de Colombia?
Sí, sí, claro, es mi sueño y bueno, ya estuve en el equipo sub-20, pero ahora mi meta es la Selección Mayor y vamos a trabajar para eso.
Yes, of course. I've been with the under-20s before, so definitely the goal right now is to join the full senior national team.
Mauro, thank you very much.
A ustedes. Muchas gracias. Yep.